CEOs and generals, ministers and movie stars are flocking to Beijing for the annual session of China's legislature. The political pageantry is supposed to demonstrate democracy in action under Communist Party rule. NPR's Anthony Kuhn spoke to some of the legislators and has this report about what they can and cannot do.
The nearly 3,000 delegates to the National People's Congress, or NPC, file into the cavernous, red-carpeted Great Hall of the People in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The monotony of dark business suits and olive-drab uniforms is punctuated by the colorful ethnic costumes of delegates from the country's 56 minority groups. Wang Anlan is a 28-year-old delegate representing the Qiang people who inhabit the eastern edge of the Tibetan Plateau. She's dressed in an elaborate headdress and robe adorned with pearls, tassels, and embroidered flowers. She says she knows just what her people want.
I'm on the front lines, in constant contact with local residents. I listen to their voices, hopes, and expectations and bring them here to the Great Hall of the People.
State media have reported, though, that most Chinese have no idea how to even contact the delegates who claim to represent them. Nearby, sharply dressed attendants pour cups of tea for the legislators. In China, ordinary citizens elect local legislators who then choose national ones. Most of the delegates here only do this job part-time. When he's not running the Shanghai Sharks basketball team, for example, ex-Houston Rockets center Yao Ming is a delegate to the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC, sort of like the legislature's upper house. There's also Pony Ma, who, when he's not here, runs the technology firm Tencent. He's estimated to be worth about $18 billion. A military band strikes up a march as the country's leaders take the stage in the Great Hall's colossal auditorium. China's constitution makes the NPC the highest organ of state power, but critics say that the legislators are unable to exercise all this power and merely ratify decisions that the leadership has already made. Sun Xianzhong, a delegate from Shanghai, argues that the NPC is getting tougher about overseeing the government. He recalls how delegates gave the environment minister a grilling last year about the smog choking China's cities. Some of them, he says, spoke very sharply, pointing their fingers at his nose and asking him, where is this pollution coming from? Is it from cars, steel factories, heating plants? Why can't you explain this precisely? At this year's legislative session, there was some informal debate about whether legislators have enough freedom of speech to do their jobs. Ge Jianxiong is a history professor at Shanghai's Fudan University and a CPPCC delegate. He warns foreigners not to confuse China's legislature with Western-style parliaments.
This is China. The Communist Party's ruling status is absolute, and it leads the government. Under these circumstances, if we want to make a contribution to our country, this channel is worth using. That's all we can do.
Ge admits that he often offers the leadership his advice not at the Great Hall of the People, but through confidential channels. Partly to make it more likely that his suggestions will be acted upon, and partly because sometimes he just isn't sure where the boundaries of acceptable discussion lie. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.